here today. Next one is 1371.
1371, create a local improvement district to construct park improvements in Portland Open Space Sequence Local Improvement District in partnership with the Halperin Landscape Conservancy.
Okay, so this is a hearing on the formation of the local improvement district. We've had quite a bit of council discussion and deliberation about this project, including committing city funds to help support it. So I believe this is simply the opportunity for anyone that wishes to testify about the creation of the district.
Rescheduled to next week.
Oh, it's going to be scheduled next week. I wonder why we didn't have staff here.
I thought we rescheduled it.
All right, so we'll reschedule it rather than having me try to explain it all.
I said that for my own eyes. I'm sorry about that.
12:14 at some particular time?
It's just regular agenda.
Regular agenda?
Yeah.
Morning session. Okay, so ordered. 1372,
authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County for payment in the amount of $300,000 for the construction of Southwest First and Madison Sewer Rehabilitation Project as part of the County Courthouse Project.
Second reading, roll call vote, please.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. 1373,
authorize a contract with the lowest responsible bidder for construction of the Alder Pump Station upgrade, project number E10359, for an estimated construction cost of $3,500,000.
Second reading, roll call.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. 1374,
authorize a contract with the lowest responsible bidder for the construction of the Greenleaf Pump Station project at an estimated cost of $1,275,000.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Evening, I should say.
Yeah, it is good evening. So I'm Teresa Elliott, Chief Engineer, Portland Water Bureau. I will be very brief. I'm here to ask for your approval to allow the Bureau to hire a construction contractor to build a new pump station at our Greenleaf site on Northwest Skyline. This pump station will replace an existing pump station that has reached the end of its service life and is obsolete. The pump station will be designed specifically to improve the Bureau's ability to provide fire flow in the West Hills. And because it meets the current building, it'll meet the current building code, it'll also be one that we can call a seismic improvement as well. Construction is expected to begin summer of 2017, and our construction cost is expected to be just around $1.3 million. We have a moderate moderate level of confidence based on our rating scale. And then we have an MWESB aspirational goal of 20%, with 14% going to the DMWs. Any questions?
Questions for Teresa? Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, it returns for second reading next week. 1375.
Appeal of LRS Architects, Inc. against Design Commission's decision to approve with conditions specifically C.1 and C.2 corner building element, a new one-quarter block, 12-story residential building located at Northwest 14th Avenue and Northwest Raleigh Street.
And the council made a tentative decision in this case. These are findings to support that decision. Is there a motion to adopt the findings?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call to accept the findings.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Hale.
Aye. 1377.
76?
We did 76 earlier because it.
Oh yeah, that's the.
That's paired with the other item.
Team effort here, isn't it?
Right, and that's coming back tomorrow.
That's coming back 1376, and sorry, I've lost the item number.
1364
are coming back for council deliberation and vote tomorrow.
So, Mayor, this is a good point for me just to clarify on the record. I think it's our intent that if the weather doesn't cooperate tomorrow, that there will not be a council, in which case there will not be a hearing on inclusionary zoning at 2 p.m. or 2:10 p.m. But if there is council tomorrow, we will have the hearing on inclusionary zoning.
Correct. We have not yet canceled a meeting.
No. Since testimony was already taken on this,
right.
Even if four of us could get here tomorrow, even if there isn't other public meetings, we could vote on it then.
Right.
Right.
Yeah? So it's my intent to conduct the 2 p.m. council meeting tomorrow, even if we arrive in snowshoes.
Right.
Because, one, we need to approve this project because time's of the essence there. Obviously, the public can't get here for a big discussion on something like inclusionary zoning.
Oh, okay.
That's another matter.
Right.
So I don't want to create that situation in which, you know, the public is literally frozen out, of participating in the council meeting. But this is a discussion and decision for us, having already had the hearing. So if it's four of us and a few beleaguered staff getting here to support the
I just want to add, I mean, at the end of the hearing earlier today, Housing Bureau staff said if we did, we could pass it next week with an emergency and they'd still be in fine shape with respect to Ellington.
But, well.
So I want to prejudge what the weather's going to be like tomorrow or our ability to get here. But I just did want to make sure that people understood that the inclusionary zoning hearing will not occur tomorrow if the weather doesn't cooperate.
Okay. All right.
And it will occur instead on Tuesday.
All right. So our plan is to act on 1364 and 1376 tomorrow, regardless, and we'll see about the rest. Okay, that work for everyone? Okay, so then that item is continued till tomorrow. 1377, we can take up now.
Authorize a contract with Sebree HMF Inc. for facilitation of refinance of the Headwaters apartments for not to exceed amount of $350,000.
Mr. Salzman, you have any comments about this one?
Yeah, this item is the refinancing of the Headwaters apartments in Southwest. The refinancing will convert market rate units at the Headwaters into affordable units. And importantly, would also provide for funding for seismic upgrades and rehab of the Fairfield apartments. The Fairfield is an important part of our affordable housing stock, providing homes in the central city for very low income, medically fragile people, and individuals with disabilities. I don't think anybody here from the Bureau is here to present on this. But I do want to thank Kurt Krieger for figuring out this refinancing. Both the rehab of the Fairfield and the conversion of the Headwaters to affordable housing have been on the to-do list of the Housing Bureau for a long time, but it took Kurt Krieger coming along to help figure out a solution to both. And Carl Dinkelspiel was integral to that, too, but I'm sure he doesn't want to say anything.
He would if we made it.
I didn't see you were there, Carl, but yeah.
All right.
Time's late, yeah.
So
I would urge approval.
No, I'm not quite sure. Why are we dedicating money for a refinance?
I'm going to bring Carl
up
here.
Carl, yeah. You are on the spot. Come on up.
See to my ability at this hour.
You did fine, but that's a good technical question.
Hi, Carl Dinkelspiel. I'm the Senior Program Manager at the Housing Bureau. So this item before you is simply to approve the contract for CBRE, who will facilitate a refinance for the Headwaters. So Headwaters has debt that was taken out by the city through City Lights bonds about 10 years ago, something like that. We will be refinancing that. The building is now more valuable than it was. And so we'll ask CBRE to facilitate a HUD loan to take out some portion of the city financing.
So is this $350 to pay off the loan?
No, not at all. It's just simply to...
cost that much to refinance it?
There are fees for CBRE to finance the loan.
And how much will we save by refinancing?
The question is not really around the savings. It's really around repositioning the asset so that the asset currently does not have affordability restrictions. We will, through this refinancing, have 40% of the units at 60% of median family income. We will also generate, as Commissioner Salzman said, we will also generate income so that we can use it on the Fairfield, which the city also owns. So we would rehab the Fairfield.
And again, I apologize, it's been a very long day. So
it has.
It's plain talking like mortgages. Are we paying off the mortgage or are we taking out another mortgage?
We are paying off the mortgage. We're paying off the existing mortgage with a new mortgage.
It's a refi.
Getting another one.
Yeah. And so it's a cash. Okay. So it's called a cash out. Refinance.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Very helpful. Thank you. Okay. No other questions for Carl. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, it is an emergency ordinance. We can vote. Let's do, please.
Novit.
Aye.
Fritz.
Colleagues, I've been proud to serve with you this long day. Aye.
Osman.
One for the record books. Aye.
Hail.
Thank you all. Aye. And we are recessed till tomorrow at 2 p.m.
One more that you continued to 2 p.m.
Oh, right.
It's 1361.
What's the number again?
1361.
61.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that was...
right. And,
we wanted that pulled back to the mayor's office,
pull that
please.
Back to my office for now. All right. Is that okay, Rachel? Okay.
I could just put on the record that we had some conversation by email, and I thought the recommendation was to look at the whole thing rather than move ahead with this bit and not take care of the other
things. We're going to pull it back for now and put it back on the calendar later.
Thank you.
Aye. Okay, we're recessed till tomorrow, too. See you then. Maybe.
Sorry to keep you waiting. I didn't know that they were waiting.
I'm on a
West Coast. Big day. Good stuff.